T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We welcome in now Pastor James Giles from the Buffalo Peacemakers as unrest continues in Buffalo and, of course, across the country. Reverend Giles, thanks so much for joining us this morning. With the Buffalo Peacemakers, you have spent years kind of bridging the gap in between people throughout Buffalo and police officers. How difficult is that job for you and the people you work with right now?
That's a very challenging job, on several fronts. For one thing, the people that don't know us, right, are mixed in those crowds, and they tend to think we're the police, we're protecting the police, we're working for the mayor, we're not interested in community. But they have no idea how many lives, young people's lives, that we save because of our intervening presence. So many children are still in school, or we're still in school, because of our safe passage operation. There's so much that we do in our mentoring programs to help young people get to the next level. We help families get to the next level. Right now, we're making sure that the students and families that are victimized by this COVID that are getting their lunches every day. So, you know, it's challenging when they see us like the enemy when we're there to help. We're there for two reasons. We call peacemakers because we don't want anybody getting hurt on either side, law enforcement or the community. And so that's what our presence is there for, to stand in the gap to say when the individuals get violent, we'll try to calm down, because we're community people. We know a lot of the people in this town because we've been on the ground so long. And so generally, they allow us to speak into their life to calm things down. We can speak to organizers to calm things down. And that's generally the way it is. But this particular thing here has taken on a new dynamic. And that is, you got people that have plotting. And in my mind, Brian, there are individuals that are intentionally coming into this town. We haven't caught them yet. Law enforcement hasn't caught them yet. But we have identified them, not by name, but by presence. We've seen them in spaces and places to come in to incite riotous behavior. And then it's infectious. It began to take over. Once you get a crowd there, you know, what one person started, you know, it will automatically be duplicated by others, and particularly others unknowing and don't see the bigger plot that's going on. So because there are people in this country that do not want this movement, this protest, to succeed. They don't want us to accomplish what it is that we're gathering together, what the community is gathering together. They don't want it to be success. Matter of fact, and because they firmly believe that black lives don't matter. So we have to be careful and watchful for that we're not getting caught up in some major plot, some major scheme that's going on in the undercurrent of our protests, right? The individual organizers, right, they all had well intentions. I've spoken with a few, and their intentions were to have a peaceful rally, because this thing is at a breaking point for this country. How come? Yeah, you know, the knee-jerk response to an officer killing a black man is that, oh, well, we'll let it roll through the system and then, you know, and whatever happens, right? And so they're not responding. I'm talking about the country at large is not responding to our death, right, and our innocent death. We did not do anything. George, you know, was passing a $20 counterfeit bill. Come on.
Well, James, is the message then getting hijacked because of all this violence?
Absolutely. And so, first of all, you have people that are unaware and don't realize that the message, the true message of what it is that we're trying to do and the community is trying to do, don't realize that the message is getting hijacked. They also don't realize that not only is it flatlining the efforts that's being put forth by well-meaning people, but it also is making it worse for the citizens in this community. Some people got hurt, innocent people got hurt last night. That never should have happened. So we're asking them to stop. Listen, hold on, take a time out. And the other dynamic that may be contributing to this, and this is just me, Sue and Brian, this is just me. That, you know, people been locked up. We've been in a quarantine COVID pause mode for the last 3 months. And it's been weighing on some. Some people are out because they're glad to get out. You know, they come out, but they really came out in a very supportive mode. Right. That's why, like, this is thousands. We've never had this happen in the city of Buffalo. Buffalo, I'm talking about the mayor of this city, the commissioner who's an African-American who grew up in the hood. This individual, the lieutenant, we have a deputy commissioner that's a female black woman that worked in C District. Like, these individuals, right, are not going to allow just officers to blatantly do something and then turn the other way. They're not. And they have worked very tirelessly with not just my organization, the Buffalo Peacemaker, but all the anti-violence groups that's in this city to try to build bridges with community, to really try to put forth an effort to tell the community, listen, we're not the enemy. We're trying. Yes, sometimes you have those characters slip through. And this is one of the reasons the protest is there. We want periodic psychological evaluations, right, to take place. And we want records to be open, of public records of officers when they violate. Because after they violate and violate, then we can say, well, maybe let's reevaluate whether this individual ought to be carrying a badge and especially carrying a gun. We need to reevaluate the same way that they do some of the citizens. When individuals get arrested and keep getting arrested, they say, listen, let's put this character away for a long time. They have this three-time loser thing in effect. So if you do that for the ordinary citizen, you can't hold them by a different standard. That one act, please hear me, that one act, that senseless act, I'm talking about, that was like in your face. That wasn't like accidental. That wasn't like, listen, you got into a struggle right and the gun went off. That wasn't like the individual was running down the street with a gun, so you had to put him down before he hurt somebody else. It wasn't none of those cases. And it has set the entire nation off where people have come out and said, listen, we have tried talking. We have tried voting for people, bringing them in office to help us legislatively to begin to implement policies that's going to change what happened in law enforcement agencies that allow individuals to stay in after they violate clear examples of excessive force. And they, so people know that this individual is a powder keg. Sooner or later, he's going to have an encounter or she's going to have an encounter with somebody, and somebody's going to die that did not have to die. This is what we're trying to do, but this mayhem is taken away from that message.
It's not hard to find online. Some people say that the peaceful protest hasn't worked in the past, and the violence is maybe the only way to get that message across. Is that something you think that most people agree with, disagree with? And you mentioned outside forces or an underground movement. Do you think that's part of it?
So, yeah, that is part of it, because there are many believe. I'm talking about many believe that we have marched, we have protested, we have rallied. You know, the country has rallied, and we have demonstrated in the streets. We have shut stuff down, as they like to say, and have shut streets down intersections down. We've done all that. And yeah, and quite as a crowd, we've also rioted, right? And when I'm talking about we, I'm talking really our people that are impacted by this stuff. So yeah, we've done all that and still nothing has happened. We've rioted and still nothing has happened. So violence is not the answer, but I understand it. I understand people's frustration. And so they get caught up in stuff where they may not intentionally would do that normally, but they're caught up in the frenzy of it all. And yeah, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired because the justice systems around the country are putting it in our face. You know, I look at a young 12-year-old kid, Tamara Rice, he gets killed, right, because he's got a gun. Listen, look, because he's got a toy gun. I realize that's a dangerous situation. The dispatch officer, when the report came in, they said, listen, this might be a juvenile. The gun is fake, right? That's what the report. So the officers go in, you know, heavy-handed and shoot this little boy. And the officer that did that is now working in another place in Ohio called the Bel Air law enforcement. Like nothing happened. And this is what making people so angry, so frustrated, so agitated, and just enough is enough. And the truth of the matter is, Brian, all of us that are impacted, don't really know what to do, don't really know what avenue that is going to cause that we need to travel to get change in this country. We've tried legislation. We tried to get people on our side. And this country, right, because it's so divided, and at the core of that division is racism. And we're not dealing with that as an epidemic, you know, like taking it very serious, you know, like a drug war. We're not really dealing with it like that. And this country must deal with it. And particularly those individuals that are under the auspices of white privilege. And some of our brothers and sisters that happen to be European, they're going to have to, you know, because it's going to change with them. You know, African-Americans going to be in the street, you know, until doomsday, right, crying about this because it's never going to change, right, because it's not just a physical and intentional and a policy thing. It's a psychological thing. There's a sense of entitlement for European Americans. And there's some of them that are in this country, infiltrated in this country, that do not like African Americans. As a matter of fact, they hate them. They believe that we don't belong here. And yes, you're probably right. Then you shouldn't have brought us here. And we wouldn't be here. Because this is not an option that our African ancestors would have taken to come to a country that was so disconnected and so colonialist, right, and taking land. We probably wouldn't have came here.
Pastor Giles, thanks so much again for your thoughts and joining us this morning. That's James Giles. He's with the Buffalo Peacemakers, who you're likely to see around a lot of these protests, trying to bridge that gap between community and police. And how do you handle violence in the streets when police is who exactly these people inciting violence don't trust?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.